Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Isaiah 50 verse 4, "The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue." Isaiah writes, "The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed." Let's face it, if you told a person everything you thought, you would hurt them or they would leave you. There are private parts of you. Maturity means you don't have to say everything you think. Indeed, much of what you think hasn't been thoroughly thought through. That's why you need to pray and ask God for a well-instructed tongue. Read these three scriptures carefully. From Proverbs 13:3, "Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin." From Proverbs 21:23, "Those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity." And from James 1:26, "Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless." There are two occasions in particular when your tongue can get you into trouble. Number one, when you're angry. Emotional outbursts usually result in harmful comments you don't mean and will regret later. And two, when you're tired. Exhaustion lowers your guard, and at such times, thoughtless comments can slip out. Always wait until your judgment is clear and you can think things out before you speak. Paul said, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you know how to answer everyone." What does salt do? It flavors, preserves, cleanses, and heals. And that's how your words should be. From Vision's Word for Today, know when to say nothing.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.